Welcome to the Average Joe Finances Podcast. Are you trying to get out of debt? Invest, or just not sure where to start? Then this is the place for you. We discuss different ways to get out of the rat race and build your wealth. Join us on this wild ride to financial freedom.
What's going on, everybody? Mike Cavagione with the Average Joe Finances Podcast, coming to you right now with a solo episode. That's right, no guests, it's just me. Don't even have the hat on today. You can see the bald dome. Full disclosure episode, right? So here we go. I want to talk to you all about some things that have been going on. You know, I was in a mastermind group recently and talking about some of the good things that have been happening this year, talking about some of the bad things that have been happening this year. And here I was in the month of June doing this and realized that I'm looking at my vision board and I was like, I just need to completely scrap this because things are not going the way I thought that they were going, right? The goals that I had, the things that I was working on, it just was not working out. So I started a small business out here in Hawaii and it's been nothing but a money pit, but I kept saying, I want to keep going. It just didn't work out. So now I'm stuck at home or just working on the podcast and working on actually my podcast editing business, which is actually really starting to take off, which is pretty awesome. However, there's not much for me to do there because my team kind of takes care of everything. So I got tired of twiddling my thumbs. I went out and got a W-2 job. I haven't started it yet, so I'm not going to talk about what it is until I actually start. But it is a very nice and high-paying job, so I'm not too upset about that. Now, you know, I reached a point of financial independence at the age of 38, and here I am now at 39, going back to a job, but it's not because I have to, it's because I want to. And at the same time, to live a little bit more comfortably in Hawaii, because we're barely scraping by just off of my passive income from my investments and my military pension. So that's, you know, a little bit of a full disclosure moment for all of you, just to kind of know what's going on with me and things like that. So the whole focus of this is, and what I want you guys to take away is to say, hey, it's okay to embrace failure when it happens, right? I've gone to a couple different meetups, talked to some other people about what was going on and said, hey, look, you know, I lost this much money with this business and things like that. So it's not an easy thing to talk about, but at the same time, it's something that's important that I share with all of you today. So I want to do a couple more solo episodes as well, because I want to talk about some of the other things that I've been working on and things that I've been doing. Now, with embracing the failure that I just had recently, you know, it gave me that chance to look back and give myself some clarity and kind of hit the reset button, which is what I did. You know, like I said, I looked at my vision board, I completely scrapped it and said, okay, it's time to start over. What is my real focus this year? What am I really trying to accomplish? And it was in this mastermind that I was talking with other members and having this moment of clarity that I said, you know what? There are certain things I'm working on that are doing well. And the main thing, you know, the two main things, my podcast is one of them. And the other thing is my podcast editing business. And I said, you know, maybe that's where I should shift my focus. And that's what I'm starting to do now. I'm shifting my focus there. I've had some really great partnerships that have come up recently. And I've teamed up with some really awesome people. I'm really excited about that. And also took on some really awesome clients to work on their shows. And I'm really excited to help them take their podcast to the next level. And recently, I just got interviewed for another podcast. It was basically I was recording my responses to some of their questions, and I sent it off, and it made me also look back and realize, you know, my podcast has really come a long way from the time I started it 3 years ago. Yes, that's right. This July, this month, it's been 3 years since I started this podcast. So it's been a really fun and exciting journey, and I'm so glad and happy that I have all of you with me. Now, I'm not sure if I want to make these short little solo episodes like a full episode that will take over a Wednesday or a Sunday release. Probably not. I think these all release sporadically because they are shorter, little clips of just me talking. Maybe if I do a longer one, it will take over a Wednesday or Thursday episode. Like if I do any type of webinars or things like that that I want to share as a podcast, I'll do that here as well. So I'm probably going to share the presentation I did at RubeCon. It's just the audio clarity wasn't the greatest from the way it was recorded. So I'm going to have to clean that up quite a bit and let the team take care of that. But I'm not sure if I want to share that here, if I just want to just re-record a brand new one, maybe do an online webinar, maybe do it live, right? And bring some people in and have a Q&A session and things like that. But I would really love to know your thoughts. So again, I know I ramble a bit, but right now it's just me talking. There's no guests for me to allow to speak, right? So you get to hear me ramble. So I would love to know all of your thoughts and what you guys all think about maybe doing like some short clips like this. I would love to also answer some questions when I do these kind of episodes. So there is an ability to leave the podcast a voicemail on our podcast page. You'll see a little button to the side. It's like a little blue button. You can click that, leave us a voicemail, and we can bring those recordings in and I can play them here and respond to those questions. Or if you want to email questions in, you can email them to info@averagejoefinances.com and my team will vet those and send them to me. And I can do episodes answering those questions. But happy to answer any questions you guys might have. And I'm looking forward to doing more of these and just having these direct conversations with all of you. Thank you again so much for those of you that listen to the podcast, that subscribe, that leave reviews. You guys really help us out. And what you're really doing is helping us spread this message of financial literacy to other people out there that might not have heard about us yet. So please go ahead and leave us a 5-star review. Leave some comments on YouTube. Let people know what you like about our show and what makes you listen to this show and bring some more people along for the ride and for the journey. And don't forget, you're going to beat debt, build your wealth, and control your future. So here we go. This is me, Mike Cavagione, signing out. Aloha from Hawaii, and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to the Average Joe Finances Podcast, your source for beating debt, saving money, and investing. Learn more at averagejoefinances.com.